There was a young boy who watched his father outline his business contacts, his appointments, and prioritize all of his events and schedule on a calendar. The boy asked, "Dad, what's in that book?" The father responded, "Well, you see, son, this is my planner. This is where I keep a list of all the important things that I know and things I must do." And after some reflection, the boy responded, "Dad, is my name in there?" This is Chris Bode, and you're listening to the Becoming a Great Dad podcast. What's going on, everybody? Again, this is your host, Chris Bode, and you are listening to the Becoming a Great Dad podcast, where we try to take dads and make them great. It's in the name of the podcast, and that's what the whole show is about. Today we're going to jump right into it. The topic of discussion is the importance of family meetings. Why do we have them? What are they used for? What's the benefits of them? How can I structure my family meeting if we don't have one now? And what are some do's and don'ts? So what is a family meeting? The term itself, I think, is pretty self-explanatory. It's where you get your family together, right? As a dad, you get your family together and you guys meet about things and you talk about things. But why do we do that? Why do I have to get my kids together, my significant other together, and talk about stuff, right? Are they actually going to pay attention? Is this meeting actually going to be relevant and worthwhile? So I can tell you that I think for me, one of the whys behind having family meetings is that families really don't, in this day and age, they don't stop and they really don't, I guess, put aside time to connect with each other, right? Think about it. Let's just say you got a family, I don't know, of four people, the parents are off working, the kids are doing virtual school, they got sports, the mom is off doing her thing, the dad is off on the weekend. And maybe in passing, they might talk to each other, but nobody really knows what's going on. The kids are kind of taking off on, my grandma's house or somebody else, and they don't understand, hey, what's going on? What's the schedule? And nothing's wrong with that, right? That's a typical family, right? We are all in this time frame just busy, right? And if we do try to take the kids somewhere, they're in the phones, probably looking at something, and we don't really stop for a second and just talk to each other, right? We don't have those conversations, and when things come up, right, when there's some kind of family issue, or even when there's a good family announcement, how do we let everyone in the family know besides just in passing or with a text message? I personally think a family meeting is a great opportunity for a couple of things, right? One, as a father and as parents, you can clarify expectations. Right, you can celebrate accomplishments. I think for us that has also strengthened communication. You can teach one another. You can resolve problems. You can build commitment to family time. And without a regular avenue for families to discuss issues, what I have found is that miscommunication can be common. Right? Oh, I thought you meant this, or I thought we were supposed to do this, and that's where problems can occur. And if you let those problems just simmer for too long, what happens when something simmers? Well, eventually it's going to boil over. And so I look at it, if you think about the family being a car, the family meetings are the oil, right? It's the oil in the machine that keeps the things lubricated and kind of keeps everyone going and clicking on the same cylinder. So what are the benefits of having family meetings? I mean, I think anytime as a dad, when you try to, put something into play, there's always this fear of like, oh my God, will my kids think that this is like lame? Will they pay attention? Will they really engage in what I'm doing? I had those same thoughts myself when we first started having, I think, what I want to say, we've been doing this for some years now. But I will say this, right? The benefits behind it, if you can kind of push through, the beginning kind of awkward phase of setting it up, the benefits for it, I think for my family, have been tremendous. So let me just talk about what those are for you. The first benefit is that it gives everyone in the house a voice, even the little kids. So, we have two younger kids, Tato and Bina, 7 and 2. And, we have four older people, like two adults and then two older kids. So, of course, like Emmanuel, sometimes I can see it. He feels like just in the house because he's smaller and his voice is smaller. He doesn't, he can't really project and be loud and speak over people. But at the family meetings, when he has a floor, he has everyone's undivided attention. You should see him. Like, sometimes he's so excited about, okay, wait, everybody is listening to me, to what I have to say. Sometimes he doesn't even know what to say because he's like, oh my God, I don't have an opportunity in the house where people sometimes listen to me. But I mean, even with the older kids too, right? The older kids, sometimes when they're teenagers and above, they can be reluctant to speak. Chris is like that, right? Chris is in the teenage boy years, and a lot of times he'll just kind of be like, I don't know that, right? But the more and more we have these meetings, I'm finding that he is opening up. He's expressing how he feels about things in the house or with the family. And that's great. The other thing I think too is that the benefit of it is that it gives the family and the people in the family a safe space to talk about concerns and share ideas. And this happened, for example, last week. Heaven was actually cleaning the kitchen out. I think it was her day for kitchen duty. And she made a comment. She was like, you know what? She was like, we really should, what did she say? She say, we really should pay more attention to detail when we clean the kitchen. And I said, Heaven, you're telling me that, and this is great, but you should really bring this up to your brother and in the family meeting so that you can share this concern with everyone. I mean, it's kind of hard to go to your parents and say, hey, when you clean the kitchen, can you clean a little better? Can you get behind whatever? Because I mean, that can be taken, depending on what tone and what diction you use a certain kind of way. But in the setting of a family meeting where everyone has a voice, she can express that and we can go, okay, Heaven, look, we didn't even think about that, but since you noticed that, we can definitely try to put that in the forefront of people's minds. I think also it gives the dad who is leading the meeting the opportunity to practice his leadership skills, right? Now, I advocate for dads to lead the meeting, but that doesn't mean the moms or your spouse or something other is just quiet, right? I definitely involve my wife in the family meetings as a team, as a partnership. So it's not, to me, nullifying their voice, but I definitely want to have the dad practice to being the one to setting the meeting, getting the kids together. When your kids see as a father that you take it important, they'll take it important. I think also it shows the kids that, you can have parents that work as a team together. So a lot of times I'll come up with something for the meeting, and then I'll have kind of Toya jump in and give her thoughts or her insight to it. And it's kind of like sometimes we almost tag team, right? And the kids see, well, and that's one example where they see, oh, okay, my parents actually are working as a team on this thing. I think also I said earlier that it can help clarify expectations. Now, what does that mean in a real family environment? Well, for example, one of the things that we have to clarify often with the kids is, hey, the proper way to clean the kitchen and what is expected. I'll give you an example. When I was growing up, I learned that when you wash the dishes, after you wash the dishes, you wiped out the sink. I don't want to come downstairs and see a wet sink. That's just a little pet peeve of mine. Or like sweeping. Like, you gotta sweep downstairs so we are not walking on crumbs. So, again, that's an expectation that we have to set. and also remind, if we just say, hey kids, clean the kitchen, but we don't, but you know, we don't explain how to and the reason why we're having you clean it this way, they're gonna do it whatever kind of way they want to. I think another benefit also is you can use the family meetings to celebrate accomplishments and highlight people, right? There are things that happen, and this won't have to be, this won't have to be nothing huge or big, but there are small wins that we individually, I think we get every day, and we need to find a way to celebrate each other. Like we need to find a way, like if, like say somebody got an A on a paper, normally somebody would just get an A and it would just be an A. No, let's celebrate that. That's a good job. Let's clap for that person. Let's encourage them, because I'm trying to teach my kids that, you know, when they get older, they're going to have to, you know, they're going to have to lean on their brothers and sisters. And, you know, sometimes your close family, they are the only ones who will celebrate you. So I need them to get comfortable now with celebrating the small wins and the big wins. I think I said, too, that this shows a commitment to family time. So, you know, family time is not just, you know, always doing a fun activity, but, you know, a family time can us be sitting around talking about things. This also, you know, we can also teach one another. So in the example I gave about heaven in the kitchen, that was also a teaching moment. Like that was teaching us, hey, guys, we need to do a better job of taking care of our stuff. And then the last thing is, and this is probably the greatest thing, is that having these meetings over time will strengthen communication. There have been times where I have kind of like said, hey, y'all, we're going to have a quick, you know, 5 minute or less family meeting. And that 5 minute meeting has turned into a 45 minute or hour long conversation. And it's just flowed of just us sitting around laughing, talking, making jokes, laughing about random stuff. And it was totally organic. It wasn't planned. And guess what? Where else would I have been able to stop the six of us, right? And have opportunity to do that. And so if you're looking as to the benefits of family meetings and why you should get started, all those things and definitely more are what you're going to get out of starting and doing family meetings. So you're probably thinking, all right, Chris, look, this is great. You know, I trust you, man. The family meeting thing, I definitely want to implement it. But the big question is how? Like, how do I actually start? I've never done this. My kids are, you know, they could be a little rambunctious. I can't make them sit for 2 minutes. How do I make this work? So I'm gonna give you my three tips of how to structure a family meeting. And then I'm going to give you some do's and don'ts, you know, when doing it, right? So my three tips on structuring a family meeting. Tip number one, you want to figure out your frequency and time. And what I mean by that is how often you have it and what's your time limit. So for example, for us, we have a family meeting twice a month. That's it, every 2 weeks, okay? I normally have them on Fridays. The reason why, Fridays are a more relaxed, chill day for us. And I like to keep the family meetings to either 5 or 10 minutes or less. And realistically, 5 minutes or less, because, you know, Tato and Bina just are going crazy. And they're like, ah, and so we need to have a short family meeting, get in and out. Now, that's not to say that the family meeting can't go longer. We've had times where, for example, Tyler and Bean have just checked out, they've gone and played, and myself, Toya, Chris, and Heaven have continued the family meeting, and we've talked for like 30, 45 minutes, right? That does happen. But you definitely want to figure out your frequency and time. The second tip is you want to explain the why behind it. And this is a new kind of parenting thing, right? When I was coming up, my mom and them didn't explain why we was doing stuff. We just did it, you know? And that's a very kind of old school mentality of parents. And I think kids now are much more smarter, and you need buy-in. You need them to buy into what you're doing. And so explaining to them, hey, look, kids, we're going to start having family meetings. And I want to have these meetings because I really want us to have time as a family that we can come together, we can connect, we can have some alone time, put away devices, and we can talk about, you know, what's going on in the household, talk about things coming up, and we can celebrate each other. But you really have to give them a reason why. And then my third tip, have an agenda. You do not want to just call a family meeting as a dad and just randomly talk. Like, that's not going to go over well. I tried that and it did not flow. So you want to have an agenda for your meeting. Again, right? This, you know, now I say agenda and that's a very formal word, but the agenda can be very informal. I like to have three big topic areas. So I'm going to tell you, for example, for our family meetings, I do the events in that month. Then I do things for us to work and improve upon. And then I have my third thing, it's accomplishments or highlights. And that's it. Those are my top three agenda items. I jot down my little notes, and that can be under a 5 or 10 minute family meeting. So let's talk about some of the do's and the don'ts. And I'm going to tell you, these are things that I had to learn the hard way. So, you know, in the beginning, I tried this, right? In the beginning, I tried, hey, everybody, we're going to sit at the family table. Everyone be quiet. I will talk. We'll go round robin and everybody will chime in. And it was a very kind of structured, you know, kind of meeting, and it did not go well, right? So I learned some do's and don'ts, you know, of what to do and not to do, and I'll share with y'all. So, do, set up guidelines for respect. So, for example, you know, no interruptions, no put downs. When somebody is talking, everybody listens, and everybody's opinion matters. Everybody's respected. Don't use the family time, and this is really a don't for the parents, but don't use the family time to single out or point out a problem with people's discipline, right? Now, that's not to say that you can't talk collectively about, hey, we have a problem in the household of people leaving apple cores or popsicle sticks on the ground, but you don't want to get in the family meeting and go, hey, John boy, last week you did it. You know, you don't want to alienate the kids. I mean, and that is more a parenting, you know, kind of don't than the kids don't, but you can still talk about discipline. But I know I've learned to address everyone in public and then in private, go to that kid and say, and look, right, there are some times when you do have to address that one kid in public in front of everybody, so everybody else understand, you know, that you mean business. But in a family meeting, you don't want it to be a somber mood and feel like they're getting fussed at every time a meeting is coming along. Do make the family meetings informal, right? They don't, you know, so they don't have to be an actual like sit down meeting. You can do a movie night or a game night. I think one thing I learned with my family is that you really have to let the meeting be organic, right? You can't really like be too rigid. I started off being rigid and that did not work. And so I had to kind of let go of that and just let the family meeting organically flow based off my family. And everyone's family is different. And over time, you're going to learn how your family adapts to things. And that's how you should kind of craft your meeting. Don't get upset if for the first couple meetings or weeks, it doesn't click, right? I know, and I would tell you guys, for the first couple months, the family meetings were, I personally dreaded them. And the kids had a look on their face where they dreaded them. And probably because I was just learning how to kind of put it together and how to do things, you know, the kids had a look on their face like, oh my God, another family meeting, Dad. I had this look like, if you don't just sit down, you know what I'm saying? So like, don't get upset if it doesn't click for a while. Trust me, stick with it. It will work out. Do try to have, and I like, and I mean, and we can have it. I like to have maybe some snacks at family meetings, or just something for them to do. You know, I try to also keep out electronics as well too, so it's just us and the family. Don't. Dads, and this is a very important one for us, don't let the family meeting that you hold be an ego trip, right? And what I mean by that is, don't go, hey, I am dad, you are a woman, you are a kid, sit down, listen to what I have to say. That's an ego trip. It's not going to go over well. Okay, fellas, you do not want to do that. Do try to encourage participation, but don't force it. So, for example, I try to encourage the kids to, you know, speak up and give their voice. But if they just don't feel like talking that day, or if they're in a mood, don't force it. Let them be. It's okay. They're still kids. And there's going to be a ton of more family meetings after that. I'm going to give you my last do, because I had a don't, and then I looked on my list and then I ran out of don't. So ain't worry about that. But I'll give a do. Do follow up with an action plan. So if you're going to talk about something that you guys want to do in a family meeting, definitely follow that up with action. I give you an example. If you say in a family meeting, hey, everybody, as a family, you know, I want us to make sure we eat together at least, you know, 3 times a week. Well, as the daddy, you got to make sure that you follow up with that 3 times a week thing, and you're the one that's responsible for getting people together. If you don't follow up, your kids will see that. And again, our kids learn from us, whether indirectly or directly. So you definitely want to have what I call a follow-up plan if you want to implement something during a family meeting. So those are our do's and don'ts. I think I had an extra do in there and one less don't. But you guys get it. These are things that I learned personally. And if you are going to implement your family meeting, these are some great things to have. And now, a word from our sponsor.
Hi, my name is Chris Bode, and I'm your host on Becoming a Great Dad podcast. I'm so excited to announce our new merchandise line called The Great Dad Society. The Great Dad Society is a signature collection of t-shirts, hoodies, sweatshirts, hats, mugs, and more. And this is all made for dads. This is apparel that any father would love to have, and it makes a great gift for the dad in your life. Feel free to check it out on my site, chrisabody.com/store. That's chrisabody.com/store. Again, that's the Great Dad Society collection. Check it out today.
So y'all know me, right? And y'all know I am all about giving a really good example on a podcast. So what better way to get a good example of, you know, how a family meeting should be run or how it should sound than listening to one? So I'm actually going to put, and this is real life audio, and y'all are going to see none of this is staged. This is my actual family, the 6 of us in our dining room. This is going to be unedited, so you're going to hear a lot of different stuff, so bear with me. But this is a family meeting that actually we just had earlier today. And I'm going to play the family meeting in 3 parts. I'm going to first play the first part of talking about events. I'm going to then give you a little feedback from what I hear. I'm going to then play the second part about, you know, things to work on. I'm going to give you some feedback, and then I'm going to come at the end, and I think we talk about the accomplishments, and I'll kind of give you feedback as well too. So I'm going to basically give you a play by play after each section to kind of, you know, give you understanding, give you a feel of how things work and how they're structured. All right, y'all. So let me bring up the agenda. All right, so let's talk about activities that we have. She threw that?
She did like this.
At me. Being there throwing people's people's bras around. Here. Take here. Hand it to mommy. Hand it to mommy. Thank you. All right, so activities in October.
That come from the plant?
What?
You pulled it off the plant?
I didn't pull it off.
No, it fell off.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. All right. Activities for the month of October.
What's she doing?
All right. Okay. All right. So we have on the 11th a family activity, but pending the outcome of this hurricane coming, if it's done by Saturday, we'll still go Sunday to the pumpkin patch. What'd you say?
The rain chances have went down to 50%, 40, and 20 for the remainder of this week.
Oh.
Thank you, Morgan Orr. I appreciate that. So we might... Oh, no, we do not do that. Oh, yeah, not do that. So if Sunday...
You can keep up with the levels of mosquitoes that they have outside at a certain time. And I definitely like doing that when I go to the bayou.
Nice, Heaven. Okay. You just get bit?
Yeah, I just get bit.
I had this when I had a car and was able to randomly stop at the bayou.
The bayou.
And when I did also go to City Park.
You mean that canal that I'm in?
St. John.
Yes.
Yeah, St. John Bayou.
St. John.
The St. John Canal?
Yes.
St. John Bayou.
St.
You know, you swim in Deutsch, you swim in there.
The one with the boat.
They have the most beautiful sunset at that.
Yeah, that place.
Oh, that's sweet.
All right, guys, let's stay on track here. Okay, so we pumpkin patch on the 11th. If not, if it's whatever, then we'll do a nice little movie. Okay. What?
We can do an indoor pumpkin patch with roasted pumpkin seeds.
No.
We're gonna they have
in
a
house.
Thank you.
We can just have I don't think we have like hair or anything.
How we gonna get the pumpkins in here though? Like we're gonna buy a bunch of pumpkins?
Walmart.
No. No, listen, y'all. They have...
Buy pumpkins and put them in the house?
Yeah.
They have five...
We could paint them.
They have 500...
Pumpkin bread.
They have 500 pumpkins at this place. Okay, Beanie has the floor. All right. Let me get through this real quick. Okay, on the 17th... On the 7th... All right, Beanie is dancing. That's why Ryan's laughing.
Okay.
All right. On the 17th, your mama is launching her merchandise line. We'll get into that later on. On the 22nd to the 25th. On the 22nd to the 25th, we have the 9th annual Bodie's Boys camping trip. We'll be leaving on that Thursday. We will figure that out once we get there. And we'll be coming back on the Sunday. And then, of course, October 31st is Halloween, okay? Anybody have any other activities in October they want to bring up or mention at this time? So the first thing I want to point out in that first segment, and you probably picked up on it, is you're probably thinking, Chris, this meeting sounds all over the place. You talking, the kids are talking. I mean, there's a voice going on. Are they even listening to you? And let me just say, while it may sound chaotic over audio, and it is a little chaotic in real life, right? This is how my family is, right? They're very off the cuff, bouncing off one another. This is very organic. Notice everyone at very high energy. Again, so when I talk about making sure your family meetings are informal and they're organic to what your family does, this is a great example, right? And guess what? They actually do listen to me. Like, they did hear all the events that we had in October, even though there was kind of talking back and forth over each other. I think in the beginning, what I tried to do, I tried to say, hey, everybody, you know, shut up and be quiet. I'm going to read my agenda. And that didn't go over well. That just, you know, I saw a bunch of gloomy faces and I was like, wait, do y'all even care about what I'm talking about right now? But I've learned over time that this is my family. Like, they like to, you know, talk, share ideas, laugh, joke, and giggle, and that's perfectly okay. So one thing I want to bring up, and Toya can kind of talk more about this, but I think at a previous family meeting, we did talk about dental hygiene. And so Toya went out and got us some dental floss sticks. There was also, she's also going to get for the kids some Listerine mouthwash. After the family meeting for the boys, I will have a how to floss class to show y'all how to floss correctly. But Toy, you want to say anything about dental hygiene and what they should be expecting to do?
Well, right now, what made me go out and buy the stuff is that it's been past almost, it's almost about to be a whole year that we've kind of been in the house. And we want to avoid as many trips to the doctor if we can. So that means a dentist included. And also, just making sure that you care for your mouth and also what goes in it. Because Heaven brought up something today about a lot of times when you have bad breath. You said what, Heaven?
Your gut is foul. That's what gives you stinky and bad breath. It your gut controls majority of what happens, all the infections and different, you know, inconsistencies within your body.
Right. So, you know, so
and then also with cleaning your teeth, I don't know when, if anybody's going to their 6-month cleaning, but I know I have been going, but I don't know if anyone else has been going to their 6-month cleaning.
I know I have been going to get my teeth cleaned. Bina, she keep hopping around this table because she gonna pop her head. Go over there. Or either y'all go sit in our room. All right. Light in our room. But also being considerate now and drinking a lot of water as much as we can. Because, you know, we've been in the house, and even though I don't buy the best snacks, we've still been, people have been still consuming snacks, you know, and that also deals with your skin and stuff like that, too, and everything that comes along with that. So, yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Toya. Thank you for that. So, in the second segment of you know, things to work on, we talked about so one of the main things was dental hygiene, and we actually talked about this at a previous family meeting that we wanted the kids to practice better hygiene. So look what I did here, right? What I did was I started the conversation, but then I passed that over to Toya, so she could be a voice and she could explain, and it's not just coming from me, but she could explain, hey, why we want you guys to practice better hygiene. Notice also Heaven jumped in as well, too. She kind of gave her opinion. There was a lot of back and forth. But this is a great example of, like, you know, the things to work on, or things as a family we need to improve upon. There was some back and forth about stuff. But again, this is how my family operates. So again, it might sound chaotic, but, you know, going off past family meetings where everybody was all quiet, nobody gave an opinion or thought. This to me is great communication. This is what I was talking about. One of the benefits of how over time our communication has gotten stronger. All right.
No, you just buy that as the main snack. I just never seen anybody not buy, like, Doritos or something like that.
But it is a healthier option for
them. We had Doritos, the blue one. Chips, like,
yeah. I think it's right. Y'all cookies or anything.
Y'all eat chips.
You and your dad the chip monster.
And that's why I don't share nothing. And I don't share nothing because. Yeah, when we got them, they be gone.
Then y'all be wanna leave spicy nacho like somebody wants spicy nacho. Y'all know good and well nobody don't want
spicy nacho.
You know why? That's why you left me.
The bag chips.
Yeah.
I never eat those.
Exactly.
I never eat those.
Exactly.
That,
she said she don't want to be left with
the
spicy.
Yeah,
nacho.
Like y'all know y'all don't want to be y'all.
Or
they got Fritos, a blue bag of Doritos.
Okay. All right, y'all. Let's move on to the last part. I did mention the hurricane.
Whoa.
You okay?
Come on, Vina, sit down. All right.
Come in, T Mama. No, she did
not
do
it. No. She just being a trip, so that's what's going on.
Kiss my baby knee.
Heaven has fallen
kiss
off.
Kiss my baby knee.
Kiss her knee, somebody. Kiss her knee.
Let me
Heaven has
me
fallen
knee
off her seat laughing.
Girl, that, what y'all saying? Let me kiss your knee, girl.
Kiss knee.
Listen, I did mention a hurricane was coming, so now is a good time to also just remind us, and I'm gonna sit in Heaven and Chris, I want y'all to definitely know. Stop. I want y'all to know this part of it. But does anybody
she was trying to go out the door when your daddy was gonna go get the dog food. She ain't got outside. And I said, Bina, come inside. She said, just a second.
No, you don't. All right. Listen up, y'all. Does anybody know the threshold of when we should or shouldn't evacuate that we have for this family?
Category 4 and above.
It's category 3 and above.
Okay. All right. Tyler, do you know when we leave? What category? Chris?
It's category 3 and above because, I mean, even if it's like a category 3, it still might cause like power line damage and like it might like leave you without power.
I was wrong. I thought it was category 4 and above, but it's category 3.
Three. Well, so here's the thing. There's actually two of them. It's got to be a category 3 and above and a mandatory evacuation by the city. If it's a category 3 and voluntary, we stay in put. I think this might be a category 2 or 3, but it's voluntary, right? So I am going to...
The eye of the storm is covering like Calcasieu Parish and like Plaquemines Parish, and it's going more towards
my daughter knows her hurricane tracking. Okay, go ahead, nerd.
Taking a curve, and also saying to strengthen again as it gets past Louisiana.
Okay, good job.
But it sat in Mexico for so long that it dropped down from a Category 4 storm to a Category 3 storm.
But by the time it hits land, actually, it probably would be the feel of like a strong Category 2.
Good job, Heaven.
There's a little storm.
All right, so let's go on announcements. Many mornings at 7
a.m. call people, my grandma.
I'll make my announcement first. So I think I've told most of y'all I have a go back to work date. The date for me to go back to work is October 19th. So that's in like a week and a half, almost 2 weeks. So I'm going to be trying to get stuff done around the house and make sure we get, you know, by the time I go back to work, it's a little easier on everybody. Just stuff I have to do to kind of like today we cleaned the garage up, you know, just kind of get stuff organized and together. So before I go back on the 19th, I go back and work 3 days.
Tell me we're going to do the post. Spring, I guess, fall.
That's
November
7th. Yes, thank you, Heaven. Thank you for looking at your calendar these days. You are pretty on the money with it.
Yes, as long as you don't make me go all the way to the website and press yes that I'm attending, then I pay attention to the calendar.
I can't stand that.
Oh, my God.
Okay, Toya, you want to make any kind of update on
that? What could I announce?
About your merchandise?
Oh,
There's phase one of my merchandise line that's coming out next week, and phase one is going. Phase one is the motivational products, the mug and the jackets, and then the announcing of the live stream classes that I'm going to be doing. And then after that, the following 2 weeks, then I'm doing the big haul merchandise, like the cutting boards, the bowls, the aprons. Nice. Cutting boards, bowls, aprons, plates, all that kind of stuff. I'm trying to find candles.
Nice.
Along with 360 with my signature.
It's like hoodies or like zip-on jackets. Okay, that's nice.
My question is, do I get a hoodie?
Yes.
On the first go? Huh? On the first go round.
Yeah, she won't be specific.
Do you get hoodies?
On the first go round. I don't know.
Yeah, everybody eventually will get.
Uh oh, he said eventually.
Everyone eventually will get their product, right. Okay? Okay,
that's
we
okay.
Gotta.
You're gonna be looking for your sweater.
I'm gonna go ahead and leap like God meet me in the air with this one.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm gonna right. That's Heaven. The phrase, leaping like God meet you in the air. So,
Heaven, do you have anything? Any update? Anything you wanna share?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Actually,
well, the car thing is something getting closer. We got a target date.
Let me brag for Heaven. Give me the mic.
What target date?
The 19th. Remember you said
the 19th. Oh,
girl.
Yes. I possibly will be getting a car next week. With
what kind of car? The
16th. At the 16th stop. What kind of car? I don't know. I don't know what kind of car it is yet, but I should have a car next week, partially free, partially my hard earned money. Yeah, next week is when I get paid.
What's your hard earned money got to do with this outside of buying
air freshener? I gotta put it with the money. Like I gotta put like 3-4 something with it. To make it
with the car,
to make it fit, it's $56.75, and I was gonna put the $3 from the refund to make it $6.
So let's.
Why don't you just ask him for that price?
Oh no, I'm saying we will. We're gonna negotiate.
We will
yeah, we
will tomorrow. Oh, I'm about to say you ain't gotta put nothing with that.
Well,
if they call $56. You should tell them I got $55.
So let's all you know. Let's.
I mean, the car that you were sending me, and now that I see that I can have a YouTube screen. Going under $6 is like not getting the heated seats.
Not getting the heated seats. Yeah.
So that's
in the thing.
What's that? It's only like a couple $100.
Right, that is true. It's literally $325.
So let's all cross our fingers, cross our toes, say a prayer for Heaven, sprinkle a little favor on her for next week that the deal
a real upgrade.
That the deal goes through. Chris, you got anything you want to share?
I don't really have anything I want to share. My birthday is in 2 months, so that's cool. I'll be 15. So I don't really know what I want
to
do for it.
You excited?
Yeah, I'm excited. I don't know what I want to do though. So y'all said y'all had a surprise for me. So
yay!
You know, yeah.
We already kind of had something like cool planned. Okay. So I mean, still room for things if you want to add something in the mix. But
if you
want to have
dinner or something at a place or something like that.
Okay, Tyler, do you have anything?
Yeah, I did.
Something you want to share?
I did earlier.
Okay. Tyler has the floor, y'all.
Whoever,
okay. He got an okra in his head? No, that's my lily.
Come on, Ty. Record.
Whoever has a cardboard box they don't want anymore, just give it to me. I'm trying to do something with a cardboard box.
And what are you trying to do? What are you trying to do?
I don't know. I'm
She's
thinking. Okay. I'm thinking, but I don't know where it is.
I think he's trying to build something because he took the cardboard box that I have, and he's building something. Tyler has been doing good in virtual school. He's now doing assignments via Google Classrooms, and he completed all his assignments. His math teacher, I think he the assignment he did yesterday, he got 100 on in math, so that's pretty good. He started a new schedule with school this week. Oh, Heaven, back to you.
I forgot. I got 2 A's on my midterms.
Oh, that's great. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. And Bina, do you have anything you want to share?
Yeah.
Okay, this is Bina, guys. All right. And that's it. All right, everybody. Going once, going twice. Meeting is adjourned. And this is probably the last part of the meeting. It's probably the favorite part. This is where, you know, everybody gets to go around and talk about either their highlights for the last 2 weeks or accomplishments. And we all take an opportunity to say something, right? Even if we have done nothing extravagant, I like to say, look, what small wins have you gotten this week, right? And the way I do, we do it by age. So, well, age with the kids, but like I go first, Toy goes second, and then the oldest kid goes first. So Heaven goes first, then Chris, then Tyler, then Bina. And a couple of things happen, right? We're so busy, we don't always know if something good has happened to somebody. So this is an opportunity where we as a family can go, oh, I didn't know you got that A. I didn't know you played this ball game. I didn't know. That's a great thing. And so, again, we're practicing celebrating each other. We're practicing that now. Every 2 weeks, we practice like, hey, this is what I have done in my life. And all six of us or the five of us who are listening and the one talking, you know, we are practicing celebrating that person so that later on in life, more importantly for the kids, they have practice and they have an opportunity to celebrate one another. Also notice how Taro, you know, he had a voice at the end. I think he kind of told people or asked people for cardboard boxes. Taro didn't know what to say, right? And I'll for the younger kids, I'll sometimes jump in and kind of add, you know, stuff I've seen for that. But again, everybody was quiet. We listened to him and he felt like a part of the family, a part of the team. So everyone, this commercial is a very special commercial because this is a commercial slash shout out to my wife, Toya Bodie. She has actually just launched her own seasoning line. She has four different seasonings. There's an all-in-one, a steak, a seafood, and a chicken seasoning. You can actually go to cheftoyabodie.com/store. That's Chef, C-H-E-F, Toya, T-O-Y-A, Bodie, BODY.com/store, and you can buy her seasonings. Look, buy the lady seasonings, support a beautiful, talented young black woman, and help us get these coins because, as you see, we got these kids, so we need these coins in this bag in our pocket. So, go check out my wife's seasonings, buy it today. I appreciate it, she'll appreciate it. All right, y'all, and that's the end of the podcast. I appreciate it. Look, shout out to all of the new followers who I've gotten through Anchor.fm. They just put my podcast up on Amplifying Black Voices, so we got a bunch of new people following the podcast. And if you're new to the podcast, I normally have an action item at the end of the podcast. So we're going to be very simple. The action item for this week or this podcast is to start your own family meeting. Take the ideas I gave you, take the notes I gave you, the do's and don'ts, the structure, and go ahead and implement a family meeting starting this week for your family. Again, thank you for listening to the podcast. You can find this episode and more on becomingagreatdad.com. If you download the anchor.fm app, you'll see my cover art up there for Amplifying Black Voices. And you can also get us on Apple, Spotify, and all the major platforms that stream. Again, thank you for the listens. Thank you for the follows. Until next time, work on becoming a great dad.